Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Wicked Peace, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I felt the heat and your mystique was in my veins and it made me weak, you know that. Black and blue and lacquer, you made all of me so cold. It's true, you know. Oh, where am I to go? All of me is you. What am I to do? 'Cause I'm staring at this pocket full of dreams. Oh, lady, oh, lady. All of me ain't fine. What am I to try? 'Cause my pocket's just as empty as it seems. Oh, lady, oh, lady. As far as your eyes can see, taking you there with all of me. See your lady, anytime you call, I prefer it now to never until me is gone. All of me is yours forever, anytime you call. I prefer it now to never until me is gone. All of me is yours forever, anytime you call. I prefer it now to never until me is gone. All of me is yours forever, anytime you call. I prefer it now to never until me is gone. All of me is yours forever. All of me ain't fine. What am I to try? My pocket's just as empty as it seems. Old Edie, you're the lady, yeah.
To us about what you do at KET.
Patrick Brumback.
I make underwriters for KET, which is companies give us a donation to make them a commercial, and I make them a commercial basically.
So again, you're able to use your skills and talents
right.
For your day job as well.
Lucked out on that, yeah. I meet a lot of people through KET. We do little videos of when KET affects someone's life in a positive way. We do a little video on them. And next week, we're going to go film a musician. So it's a big world, big state, but we meet a lot of people.
And then, Tanner, what is your day job?
I got a new one. I'm a substitute teacher by day, currently in Scott County. I'm following in Amanda's footsteps, I guess.
What do you feel like you learn about teaching that applies to what you do?
Maybe vice versa is, you know, Before I started playing music, I don't know if how I would have talked to the class, you know, like being up in front of people. When you're doing substituting, you know, it's more just about, you know, being in front of them and talking to the class and, you know, letting them know what they're doing for the day. I would have been nervous to do that before I kind of got some guts in me by playing on stage for a while.
Yes, and it's quite a different experience. It's not as scripted, is it?
Definitely, yeah.
Said goodbye, but you're in my head again. Tomorrow I'll be regretting this. My drug, oh, and I gotta get a taste of the medicine, taste of the medicine. You're like my favorite game, but one wrong move I lose. Convince me I like the pain, guessing my next move. You turn your back, I'm chasing, begging you please don't leave. It's always down to the wire, but it's my life on the line. This is a risky gamble. Maybe I'll lose it all. Leaving my life in shambles. Is this worth the fall? How long can we do this back and forth? Say goodbye, but you're in my head again. Tomorrow I'll be regretting this. My drug, oh, and I gotta get a twist of the medicine. Taste of the medicine. We said goodbye, you won't get in my head again. Now I know that I'm better than this. It's your turn now and you're gonna get a taste of your medicine. Taste of your medicine. I played your game, now I know how to win. Your favorite sins always do you in. Now you're gonna get a taste of your medicine. Taste of your medicine. I played your game.
In 2014 was your debut CD, possibly, with Conclusions.
That was probably a full-length album. It was like 12 or 13 songs, but it was never, I don't think it ever made it to a hard copy CD besides one we burned. But it was just one we recorded all by ourselves, and we were just learning as we went, writing as we went. We got like, I think it was like 12 songs together and put it out.
Well, they're wonderful. Album. How would you characterize the music on that CD, and how does it differ from the one that you just released?
It was definitely stripped back. Yeah, like Logan said, cymbals. Before, he was on that CD, he played cajon the entire time. No drums. I think that characterized how we were feeling at that time. The songs, at least. All the ones I wrote on that were just like heartbreak songs. I just went through like a breakup, and so I wrote a whole album about it. And I think a lot of Amanda's on there were pretty similar too. But we've definitely progressed, I think, as a band, just what we contribute, and also the volume has gotten a lot louder.
Bleeding through.
Logan, who plays drums, you were from Van Leer, Kentucky, and he is or was a neuroscience major. What's your area of interest in your research?
Logan Fields.
Brain stuff. We are...
brain stuff. I like it. No, I can understand
that. We're studying brain metabolism in Alzheimer's disease. So.
Who are your musical influences?
Well, I don't want to be too cliche and say John Bonham, because that's what everybody does. But I do enjoy, you know, some Led Zeppelin every now and then. But surprisingly, with this Southern power pop rock, I actually really like hip-hop, and so where actually I think the entire scene of music in today's industry is just extremely percussive, and I take it all in and sort of just try and incorporate it into creating something that's gonna also jump into the market.
Two cars, low gas and no spark. Then there's God, but nobody invited him. Mine's been junked out and you in, cause you pout in your new coupe that you swore you'd never let me in. Oh, but I still fight, though it just ain't right, and I still lie, and so will you. How can I love you and still be lonely? How can I meet you there halfway? The whispering wind says you done told me. That doesn't make me wanna stay. I'd say in those games we play, I've run dry. I never had imagined it. Cause I'd drive halfway to you and you would say that it just ain't enough to make it worth the trip. Oh, so I give in and I just pretend, cause you always win, I promise you. How can I love you and still be lonely? How can I meet you there halfway? The whispering wind says you done told me. That doesn't make me wanna stay. How can I love you?
How can I love you,
baby?
How can I love you?
How can I meet you there halfway? How can I love you? How can I love you, baby? How can I meet you there halfway? How can I love you? How can I love you, baby? How can I meet you there halfway? Halfway, I said, come on. How can I love you and still be lonely? How can I meet you there halfway? The whispering wind says you're done told me. I love you, baby. How can I meet?
From what I understand, you are the newest member.
I am, yes.
When did you join the band?
Matt Unkst.
That's been a few months ago.
And I always love hearing these stories. So how did you come to being a part of Wicked Peace?
Craigslist. So I just moved back to Kentucky from Texas. I was living in Texas for a few years. I just put an ad that I was looking for a band, and I had a bunch of bands reach out to me, but Tanner sent me some stuff. I liked it. It was good. So here I am.
You're from Austin.
Well, I'm actually from Middlesboro, down in Bell County, but I moved to Austin, and I was there for about 3 years playing in some like punk rock type bands, did some touring, and wanted to come back to Kentucky. I felt that I wanted to do something in the community, and if I'm going to do that, kind of want to go back to my roots and, you know, go back home and make a difference if I can.
So do you have a role you play in the daytime?
I work in IT.
Oh, you do?
It's boring.
What skills do you have in IT that apply to what you do?
I know how to restart stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
that helps.
I mean, that's about it.
Tired of the road you're running, losing track of what it was that made you something. Every smile you wear is for straight bluffing. Get used to it, son, that's how it is. And if you're tired of the plain and simple, everybody makes you want to load your pistol. Life ain't even gonna change a little. Get used to it, son, that's how it is. If you're looking for a way that's easy, rubbing every lamp to find a magic genie. You're never gonna find it, buddy, keep on dreaming. Get used to it, son, cause it goes
on and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on.
Has your life been a full-on crisis? There's a brighter side, but you can't find it. When everything you do just don't make sense at all, and you can't hide it, and everyone around you knows the way you are, and once you've gone, well, get used to it, son. It goes on and on and on and on and on. Better get a grip because every man struggles. Forget it and it's dead because every man bottles it up. Feeling like you're stuck on a journey headed to nothing, and you're tired of the road you're on because nothing isn't never enough. And I know it can spiral out of control, and finding a way to go is like warming up in the snow. We all tired of the road waiting for their end, because they're never loving, because they're longing, but you ain't getting none of it.
Thank Wicked Peace for being with us this evening, and thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zenka and Will Padgett. Also, those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and present them to the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the beautiful Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear it for Wicked Peace.
Sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on. Oh, but those people keep them moving
on down to San Antone.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. And I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car, and they're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I knew I had it coming. I know I can't be free. Oh, but those people keep moving. Patrick Brumback on lead guitar. Now if they freed me from this prison and that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I wanna stay. And I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Tanner, Amanda, Patrick, Matt, and Logan, Wicked Peace, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman, Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.